Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Epic Virtual Charter School has become the largest district in Oklahoma. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports that growth at the school has exploded for next fall amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Uncertainty related to COVID-19 and what school could look like has families flocking to Epic Charter Schools. The statewide charter that specializes in virtual instruction already has almost 40,000 students enrolled for the fall, making it larger than Oklahoma City and Tulsa Public Schools. The growth comes despite an ongoing Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation probe and audit by state officials looking into the charter school's finances. Epic spokeswoman Shelley Hickman says the district has received between 800 and 1,200 new students per day since last week. And she says the growth is proof of the effectiveness of Epic's model. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health says it will expand its coronavirus contact tracing by texting people who've had close contact with people infected by the virus. The department said Friday that messages will include only the recipient's initials, allow the person to fill out a contact tracing interview, and receive quarantine-related messages. Text recipients have the option of being contacted with a phone call. The department reports 29,116 confirmed cases of the virus on Friday and 484 deaths. The actual number of positive cases is likely much higher since many people haven't been tested and some who get infected don't show symptoms. The Muscogee Creek Nation passed a bill reinstating free press protections for their media outlet, Muscogee Media. KOSU's Allison Herrera has the story.
The bill passed 15-0 and guaranteed funding for the tribal news outlet and restored their free press protections. The one thing the bill did not do was allow a Muscogee Media representative on the outlet's editorial board. Principal Chief David Hill, who sponsored legislation for free press protections when he was on the council, signed the bill immediately. Muscogee Media won free press protections in 2015, but lost them in 2018. Rebecca Lansbury is the executive director of the Native American Journalists Association. She says an independent media outlet for tribal citizens is needed to report news about the McGirt decision and the pandemic.
So I think it's more important than ever that there is freedom of the press so that those issues can be reported on in an ethical and unbiased way by Muscogee Media, so that the citizens aren't getting a filtered, form of information.
Muscogee Media is one of five tribal news outlets nationally that have free press protections. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.
KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face in public. Wear a mask when social distancing is not possible. And do not gather in large groups if you are vulnerable. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hello, my name is Sue Hokinson, and I'm the manager at Courts Mountain Nature Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. There are 13 weeks between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Since summer is only 13 weeks long, we have passed the halfway point, and it's a good time to reflect on how the summer is going. Rain has been sporadic and very much hit and miss. At the lake, June had less than half the rain of a normal year. May had 2 inches fall at the lake. In an average year, we would receive 3.25. Altus had similar rain in June, about half the rain of an average year, and most of June's rain in Altus fell in one day. May was an entirely different story. Altus had almost 6 inches of rain in May. It does look like the rain will slow down over the next several weeks, but that is to be expected. We're into late July, heading into August. Because our rain has been feast or famine, tons or none, the grass will go dry and then start greening and growing again. When actively growing and green, it provides tasty, nutritious food for fawns and rabbits. We did not have a horrible late killing freeze this spring, unlike previous springs. Combine that with sufficient, if sporadic, rain, and the berry acorn crop looks good. The cedar berries, mesquite beans, and prickly pears are all abundant and ripening nicely. The oaks have many, many tiny acorns on them. Lake Altus-Lugart did not fill this year. It barely made it to 75%. The recent warm, windy days have increased evaporation, and evaporation and irrigation have the lake at about 52% full today. That puts us down about 12 vertical feet. So sandy beaches and submerged rocks are very prominent and will continue to become more and more exposed as we enter the dog days of summer. For KCCU, I'm Sue Hokanson, park manager at Quartz Mountain Nature Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma.
We could see a stray shower this evening. Otherwise, we'll see decreasing clouds with temperatures holding in the 80s through midnight. Clear by sunrise with morning lows in the mid-70s. Saturday will be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with southeast winds at 10 to 20. Highs will be in the low to mid-90s. Sunday, mostly sunny with south winds at 10 to 15. We'll be in the mid-80s by noon. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Rain chances return Monday or Tuesday. I'm 7 News First Alert meteorologist John Cameron for Cameron University's public radio station, KCCU.